for supplements that may or may not work. If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Dan, this is my program here on the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Pastor David Whitney. Before I get to David Whitney, I just wanted to mention we watched the movie The Da Vinci Code last night. It really, in many ways, a very blasphemous film. Challenging the fact that Jesus was really divine. It really is a Gnostic film, and if you understand the Gnostic overtones to it, it really makes so much more sense. You have to understand Gnosticism is very, very prevalent in the United States, and most Americans have no idea what it's all about. But it is a belief that there are two gods, and there is the good God, and then there's the bad God that you and I worship, who's Iatelboth, and of course, the mediator between it is one of the ancient gods called Sophia. And of course, in this movie, The Da Vinci Code, if you see it, why, you'll see that the heroine is a woman named Sophie or Sophia. Isn't that interesting? Just by chance. And then, of course, they refer actually to a number of the Gnostic Gospels in that, and everything is done to try to defame the Christian religion, to attack the Catholic religion, to attack the Protestant religion, to attack Christianity. But as we've said so often, Christianity is under attack today. There is a conspiracy against God, and you only have to go to your concordance in your Bible and look up the word conspiracy, and you'll find 20 or 30 references to it. And if the word's good enough for God, it ought to be good enough for you and I. And when people speak deridingly about conspiracy theories, or, oh, you believe in a conspiracy, ask them if they believe in the Bible, if they believe there's any truth in the Bible, and then point out that there really is a conspiracy against God, and that's what it's all about. But you see, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, and liberty and belief in God go hand in hand, and that's why the subject this morning is so vitally important, this idea of our Constitution, and that's why David Whitney, Pastor David Whitney, is here, and he comes on with us each and every month to try to inspire people to understand that the foundation of our freedom will be found in the words of the Constitution. But, of course, the words of the Constitution were based upon one basic precept, that man would be ruled by God, not through government, but that he would be ruled himself by God and follow God's rules. You certainly don't want to give government the ability to rule man. In fact, the whole purpose of the federal government was to limit the power of government over the lives of the people so they could be free. Because our founding fathers realized that liberty and limited government were synonymous, and that tyranny and total government were synonymous. And if you read the Bill of Rights, which we'll be talking about, the purpose of the Bill of Rights was to limit the power of the central government over the lives of the people. When you understand that, and then you see what's going on today with all the new legislation that the Bush administration is passing that guts the very heart of our Constitution, you realize there really are people who want a dictatorship in America and are using the threat of Osama bin Laden, who's probably been dead for many years, as a justification for taking away our freedom. And if you doubt that Osama bin Laden is probably dead, just go up on the Internet and type in on Google, bin Laden dead, and you'll find millions of references to it. People all over the world know. It's just that the people in America must never understand how we're being manipulated by the invisible government that molds our minds and creates our tastes and forms our ideas, and we have no idea who's really doing it. Pastor Whitney, thank you so much for being with us.
You're welcome. It's a blessing, Dr. Stan, and you're absolutely right. It's a spiritual battle, really, that's going on that manifests itself in terms of political actions and so on, and stripping away of our rights. But it's really a battle between liberty and liberty as our founders understood, and clearly the truth is liberty only comes by following the Creator's law, God's law, the laws of nature, and nature's God given to us in the Bible. If you don't follow God's law, you're not free. You don't have liberty. You ultimately only have enslavement of one sort or another. It's just like the fish that swam through the stream contentedly until some other frog told him, oh, freedom is outside the water. If you get out of the water, then you'll truly be free. No, the fish out of the water is dying. It's not free. And so any human being operating outside of God's law is dying. They're not free at all. And our founders understood that if you do not put strict and very unbreakable limits upon a centralized government, the federal government, you're going to have big trouble, which is exactly what the Bill of Rights is designed to do. You could say the seven articles of the Constitution define what Congress and the executive branch and the judicial branch on the federal level, what they can do. The Bill of Rights then restricts them, putting a wall around them, say this is what they cannot do. They do not have permission to do X, Y, and Z. And those 10 items in the Bill of Rights are extremely important for Americans to understand because they are being stripped away by the government. But the government has no legal authority to do so. The supreme law of the land is the United States Constitution as originally intended, and we can certainly read what the founders intended. It's not difficult to pull up a copy of the Federalist Papers right on the web, or certainly in any bookstore you'll find the Federalist Papers. They tell us what they meant by the words and phrases. They tell us, for example, that they intended the federal government to have very few powers and very restricted powers. In contrast, they intended the state government to have wide-ranging powers. That's Federalist 45. And if people understood this, they would understand that what's taken place today is our government has been hijacked, as you say, by the evil ones who really want a new world order, who want all of us enslaved to that order and them in control of the whole world. And that's not at all what our form of government was designed to do, and we the people can take it back. We can take it back, but it starts with educating ourselves, getting a knowledge and understanding of what the original intent of the founding documents was, then teaching that to other group of people. And by the way, we have an easy way we'll talk about later for you to teach that to other people, and then spreading that movement across our country until we oust the dictators who are in power currently and replace them by those who would restore our constitutional republic.
And I think what's so interesting, of course, that's what the Institute of the Constitution that David Whitney, Pastor David Whitney, works for is doing, and all across America, and why there are little groups meeting in homes or in churches, anywhere that they can get a group of people together, and they're learning about our Constitution, and this is a movement that's growing, and you can be part of it if you really value freedom. Go ahead.
Well, we've been talking about the Bill of Rights and its structure. The First Amendment is not just first in number, it's first in importance.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment as soon as this break is over with Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our guest is Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution, and David was just talking about the importance of the First Amendment. So please go ahead, David.
Well, the First Amendment secures religious freedom. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. And this really is a biblical concept, the idea that there is a jurisdiction over which the civil government has a rightful role and a jurisdiction over which the religious government, that is, church government, has a role. And these two roles or these two jurisdictions are separate. And for the civil government to invade that which God has given to the church is illegitimate. Jesus put it this way when he was questioned by some lawyers who were trying to trap him about taxes, and he said, "Show me a coin," and they did, and he said, "Whose image is on it?" They said, "Caesar's," and he said, "Therefore render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's." In other words, Jesus was saying there was a legitimate jurisdiction that the civil government has, but it's not a total jurisdiction. It's a very limited jurisdiction dealing with enacting justice and protecting against invasion of foreign armies. Those are the legitimate functions of government. 99% of what our civil government in Washington, D.C. does today is illegitimate, according to Jesus' definition. Things ruling over education, that's none of their business, according to God's law, and so on. We go into all those details, but the point is that religious freedom is secured, and Congress has no power over making any laws regarding establishment of religion. That phrase, establishment of religion, of course, refers to establishing a state church, and that seems like a very foreign concept to many people today, but a state church was not foreign in the day of our founders. Most countries had a state religion, and as a matter of fact, 9 of the 13 states who ratified this First Amendment had in their history an established state religion. Congregational Church was the Established Church of Connecticut, and the Established Church of Massachusetts, and the Episcopal Church, the Established Church of Virginia, and so on. They knew what it was to have an established religion, and they did not say the state could not do this. They said the federal government, that is, Congress, could not pass any law, the president could not enforce any law, the Supreme Court or the other federal courts could not deal with any law regarding establishment of religion. It was out of their jurisdiction. And this concept is very clear in all that our founders established. But you need to, on the flip side of that, you need to understand it's only Congress that was being given that limitation, not the individual states. Very clearly, our states had established churches. All the colonial charters acknowledged God as the source of governmental authority. In other words, they said our rights don't come from government. Like the Declaration of Independence says, our rights come from God. Furthermore, even to this day, every single state constitution has an acknowledgement of God as the source of governmental authority. For example, our own state here in Maryland, our first phrase of our state constitution is grateful to Almighty God for our civil and religious liberties. In other words, our liberties, our freedoms come from God. And the sole purpose of government is to secure those God-given rights. So that's what they were stating here in the First Amendment, that the Congress was restricted, the federal government was restricted from any such involvement in religion. Now, that phrase, phrase has been grossly misinterpreted and twisted to 180 degrees opposite of what it actually meant, and that's called the separationist view, which is the view most Americans hold today of the First Amendment. They believe that the First Amendment establishes a wall of separation between church and state. That phrase is not found anywhere in the Constitution, certainly not in the First Amendment. The phrase Jefferson penned in 1803 when he became president. A group of Danbury Baptists in Connecticut had written him concerned about what they heard, some rumors or what have you, that a national religion was going to be established. And he wrote back to assure them no such thing could ever happen because Congress cannot make any law establishing a religion. And he basically said there's a wall of separation between church and state. It's not the best of phrase, and it doesn't contain the meaning that the First Amendment is speaking of. In fact, Jefferson was saying the federal government has no power to interfere in the religious freedom and exercise of that freedom of the individuals in the state of Connecticut or any of the other states. And so basically Jefferson's phrase was saying the church is protected from the federal government. Federal government cannot do a thing. Its hands are tied. And Jefferson's words were buried basically in history for about 150 years until they were dug out by some researcher who fed them to the Supreme Court in 1947 when they pulled out this phrase, ignoring the entire context of what Jefferson's letter said. They ignored actually the meaning, and they twisted the meaning, what Jefferson said. They twisted around 180 degrees basically to say Christianity and its moral system of rights and wrongs can have no influence on anything on the federal level, on the state level, on the county level, and so on. And so what has taken place since 1947 is our system of government has been turned on its head to expel Christianity and, as you say, Dr. Stan, to reject God and God's law from every level of life publicly.
But I think it's so important for our listeners to understand that this did not happen by accident. There were very evil men who were put on our Supreme Court. You only have to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to understand who they were and why they were put there, because they knew if they could destroy the religious foundation of this country, that it would be a short step to establishing a dictatorship. And that's what it was really all about. I mean, over 50 years ago, they set out, 60 years ago now, as of next year, they actually set out to destroy the religious foundation of this country, and they've really been fairly successful. Trouble is that the average American has no idea what this is all about, the interrelationship between a belief in God, obeying God's law, and individual freedom. Tyranny never rests. Somebody once said, freedom never close thine eyes in slumber, for thine enemies never sleep. They're not sleeping. They're working silently behind the scenes. And if you want to know who they are, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and it will explain to you why the Supreme Court took God and prayer out of our schools. So pick up this story there, David, because this is so important to understand our motion pictures, our television, what's being taught in our schools, even being what's happening in our churches, as we find the man who is the president, the leader of the American Association, National Association of Evangelicals, 30 million members, evangelical Christians, belong to churches affiliated with Mr. Haggard's organization, and he himself is a closeted homosexual practicing all sorts of perversity and into drugs, and we've been infiltrated not only legally but within our religious organizations. What a shame, and the average American doesn't understand it's all part of the conspiracy against God. Go ahead.
That's right, and so we need to get two concepts clearly in our thinking regarding the First Amendment. First of all, God has given jurisdiction to the church, and the federal government or state government cannot interfere with that appropriate jurisdiction for the church. It has a different job to do. And the job of the church, actually, is to be a prophetic voice to the government, as in the history of our country, Election Day speeches, Election Day sermons were given, preaching to the people before they went to the polls as to the character of the type of people they needed to vote for. In other words, the preacher said, here's what God's word says about choosing leaders. Here's the kind of leaders you need to choose. Before you go vote, this is what you need to know about the characters of these people that you're going to vote for. And then after the election took place, the legislature and the governor of a state would call a preacher to preach to the entire legislative body and the executive branch, preaching to them what their duties were before Almighty God in applying his law, because after all, Romans 13 calls the civil magistrate a minister of God. And as a minister of God, what is he ministering? He's ministering God's law in the civil spheres, bringing about justice and so on. So it was very clear that Christianity was not only the foundation, Christianity and an understanding of God's law was essential for anyone to function as a civil magistrate, which is, for example, why here in Maryland, you couldn't hold office till about 80 years ago unless you were a Trinitarian believer in the God of the Bible and believed in heaven and hell and so forth. If you didn't believe those things, you were not permitted to even run for office. You were not permitted to be appointed even to the lowly level of a notary public. I think that was the case in the 1920s that finally broke it loose. An atheist notary wanted to be notary public. Said, oh, this is wrong. They're denying me my rights. No, you're not. If you're not a Christian, our founder said you're a dangerous person to have in any position of power, because if you do not believe in eternal punishments, hell, and eternal rewards, heaven, you cannot be trusted with any power whatsoever. And they were right. Anyone who does not believe in heaven and hell is not worthy to be ruling over other people, because ultimately you don't know what a person does behind closed doors. And government officials do many things that no one ever sees on record or on paper, or there's no recording of what they have done. And yet if this person fears God and they know that their eternal soul is in the balance and they may go to hell, then they're compelled to do that which is right in their position of power and not get away with evil doing that they believe no one will discover. Well, that separationist view that is the current understanding of the First Amendment is 180 degrees different from what our founders said. For example, James Madison, who is father of the Constitution, obviously very heavily involved in the First Amendment and its drafting and ratification, he said in the explanation on the floor of Congress, and this was in 1789, Mr. Madison said he apprehended the meaning of the words to be that Congress should not establish a religion and enforce the legal observation of it by law, nor compel men to worship God in any manner contrary to their conscience. In other words, again, it's Congress that's being restricted here. Chief Justice Joseph Story, just a few years later, in 1833, wrote a commentaries on the Constitution. So here's someone very close to the era of our founders. He knew them personally, had heard their debates and discussions. This one is somebody who knew what took place there in the ratification debates. So in his commentaries on the Constitution, he said, at the time of the adoption of the Constitution and of the amendment to it now under consideration, and that part he is looking at the First Amendment, he said, the general, if not the universal sentiment, was that Christianity ought to receive encouragement from the state, so far as was not incompatible with private right of conscience and the freedom of religious worship. Any attempt to level all religions and to make it a matter of state policy to hold all religions in utter indifference would have created universal disapprobation, that is, disapproval, if not universal indignation. The real object of the First Amendment was not to countenance, much less to advance, Mohammedanism, by which they meant Islam, or Judaism, or infidelity, atheism or so forth, by prostrating Christianity, but to exclude all rivalry among Christian sects and to prevent any national ecclesiastical establishment which would give to a hierarchy the exclusive patronage of the national government. Very clearly in this quote, he's stating that this First Amendment was never designed to create a level playing field between religions, that is, between Islam and Buddhism and what have you. No, Christianity was to be given the forefront, and if anything, Christianity was to be encouraged by the civil government. Why? Because Christianity is the bedrock of our form of government, and if you don't have Christians who are practicing their Christian faith, our form of government will not work. Second President John Adams said it so clearly. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious, and by religious he meant Christian people. It is wholly inadequate to the governance of any other. It won't work. And they knew this. It would not work if people were not godly in character, self-governing, that is, they chose to obey God's law on their own. They knew you couldn't hire enough policemen to prevent pagans from doing wicked things. You just couldn't possibly do that. So it had to be a self-governing system that they were instituting. Otherwise, the only other form of government for people who are not self-governing is a dictatorship or a tyrannical form where absolute control over everyone is taken and there's no freedom on that, for anyone.
We'll be back in just a moment, Pastor David Sutton.
I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval. With a state-of-the-art ventilation systems. Yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133. 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
Veterans, I'm speaking with Jamie LaRue of Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866. Jamie, who is actually qualified to get a VA loan?
The general rule is 2 years active duty service or 6 years in the reserves. Shorter time requirements during wartime service.
So veterans, learn more about your benefits. Call Jamie at Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional, individualized natural health treatment plans, utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you're looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, call 970-223-7425. That's 970-223-7425. To learn more about Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years' experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and there was a fascinating program just last night on 60 Minutes. They were interviewing a mayor from a town in Pennsylvania where they have a tremendous number of illegal aliens there, and with that has come a dramatic increase in crime and all sorts of other criminal activity, and of course the mayor is trying to do something about, you know, what's going on, and just saying it's illegal to hire or to illegal aliens or to rent to them. And of course 60 Minutes was very upset about that. I mean, after all, that's the federal government's role, and as the mayor said, look, the federal government isn't doing anything about the illegal aliens. We're 2,000 miles from the Mexican border, and if we're having problems with illegal aliens, why, everybody is. Well, what you have to understand is the federal government is intentionally encouraging illegal immigration because they know it'll bring crime, and a breakdown of the structure of our society. And remember, when liberty leads to a loss of order, then the demand for order leads to a loss of liberty and the demand for dictatorship. And that's exactly what the people in Washington, D.C. want. That's why they're not enforcing our laws. And as David is saying, you have to have people who have the same moral background who will be ruled by God if you're going to be free. The tyrants don't want freedom. They want to be able to justify establishing a dictatorship in the name of protecting us, of course, from all the problems that they themselves have created. So, with that as a background, David, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with the Institute of the Constitution and what they will get and what they will learn if they do contact you.
Oh, yes, because as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, one of the key strategies to taking our republic back is teaching people these truths that we're sharing on the radio. And we put together what we call a host kit, because you actually don't have to teach the class. Dr. Eismo, in 12 lectures, walks through the history of the foundation of our country and the philosophy and understanding of law and government of our founders, and then gives you a working knowledge of the Declaration, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and subsequent amendments. And it shows how we have gone 180 degrees from the form of government our founders gave to us, and yet that the law, the supreme law of the land, is still this Constitution. Well, this host kit is available to purchase, and we encourage people to get together, a group of people that are their church members. We're very encouraged to see churches all over America doing this. Currently, there's 50 states where at least one class is being conducted, and we're encouraging people to, you know, gather a group of friends and neighbors in their neighborhood, or family, or homeschoolers are using it as a civics curriculum, and many different ways that this host kit can be used to teach Americans about what is truly our American heritage that has been hidden on purpose. Of course, we know that the dictators don't want people to know this information, because if people knew this information, they'd rise up and put them out of power. And purchasing a host kit, it gives you a simple way in which you can participate in taking back our republic from the tyrants. You can call us toll-free and order your host kit. That toll-free number is 866-730-9796. Let me give that toll-free number again. It's 866-730-9796. Or you can go to Institute on the Constitution's website. It's iotconline.com. That's iotconline.com. And there's many other resources available in our web store there that can help people learn the truth about what our founders created when they established our constitutional republic. We're not a democracy. That's a lie, one of the lies of the dictators. But we are a republic, and we, the people, still have the power at this point in time, and the hour is late, as you've said on many other shows, but we still have the power. It is still the law of the land, and we can enforce the law of the land and force our legislators to abide by it, our president to abide by it or step down from office, Supreme Court justices to abide by it or be impeached, and so on and so forth. But it first takes an understanding, because we cannot just run off in any direction. We need to understand the law itself and then how that law applies and take action in that regard. So we encourage everyone to get a host kit. Start with a group of your friends, family, neighbors, church members, and begin to spread this movement so that we, before it's too late, can take our country back from the dictators who have designed us for slavery in the New World Order.
And let me just comment that, you know, if we expect to enjoy the benefits of freedom, then we have to participate in preserving it. If we expect to enjoy the benefits of freedom, we have to participate in preserving it. Ladies and gentlemen, freedom is under attack today. The enemy is not living in a cave in Pakistan. You know, he's probably been dead for some time. The enemy is in Washington, D.C., and in New York City, and in the centers of power, these people who believe in a new world order and a new world religion. And there's no better way to begin this battle than to get yourself a kit and start teaching people about our Constitution. Because if you don't understand what you're trying to preserve, how can you possibly preserve it? Go ahead, David.
Well, going back to the First Amendment here, and our founders' understanding of the First Amendment is very clear. We don't need to wonder about what those words meant. It's crystal clear. They explained it very well. And yet the Supreme Court currently, from 1947 on, has continuously twisted and distorted the meaning of the First Amendment. More recently, in 1971, they came up with what they call the Lemon Test. It was the case Lemon v. Kurtzman. And the Lemon Test basically says that any statute, that is, any law passed by any state government, and again, here the Supreme Court is not supposed to be meddling in the state government's business. That's not their job. You look at the original jurisdiction, as we did when we examined Article 3, that's not their job. But that's what 99% of what the Supreme Court today does, is meddling in the business it has no business in, that is the business of the states. Well, it says a statute of a state must have a secular purpose. Wait a minute. We just heard that states could establish a religion. Connecticut had an established state church, and so on. Wait a minute. So if Massachusetts had passed a statute the year the First Amendment was ratified that said everyone's going to pay taxes, and those taxes are going to be going to the state church of Massachusetts, which was a congregational church, the Supreme Court in 1971 said, oh, those people were disobeying the Constitution. How could it be the people that ratified the First Amendment would be disobeying the meaning of the First Amendment? What we have is tyrants in black robes in the Supreme Court violating the very meaning of those words of the First Amendment. So they say in this Lemon Test, a statute must have a secular purpose. Secondly, its primary effect must not be to advance or inhibit religion. Again, completely opposite of our founders' view. And thirdly, this Lemon Test says a statute must not constitute excessive entanglement of government with religion. Well, wait a minute. If you have a state church, as Massachusetts did, how would you define that any other way other than excessive entanglement of government with religion? So what we have is the Supreme Court in 1971 giving a ruling that demonstrated that they are 180 degrees opposite of our founding fathers, and on this decision alone, every one of those Supreme Court justices should have been impeached, immediately impeached, for having violated their oath of office to uphold and protect the Constitution of the United States instead of to twist and distort it into something that it was never intended to be. Now, that's just the first phrase of the First Amendment. We walk on to the second phrase as time runs away from us here, that the Congress also has no power to prohibit the free exercise of religion.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment with Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Have you been trying to figure out how to beat rising fuel costs by getting more miles per gallon? Do you dread the thought of your next fill-up? Every time you look, fuel prices have just gone ballistic. Finally, there's help. Tune in Tuesdays at 4 p.m. and noon on Sunday to the Fuel Crisis Solution and hear an expert explain how to get those extra miles using an EPA-registered method. Can't wait for the show? Want more information? Call 1-866-577-9760. 1-866-577-9760.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago, and we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Pastor David Whitney. And so we got one more session here. David, go right ahead.
Well, then quickly, let me run through the last phrases. We need to remember that every aspect of the First Amendment relates to freedom of religion. You have the freedom to practice your Christian faith. Now, if you are a Muslim, you don't have the freedom to practice every aspect of your faith according to the First Amendment, because according to the Quran, you're supposed to kill all the infidels. You don't have the freedom to go around murdering other non-Muslims as a Muslim. It's only the freedom to practice the Christian faith that's secured by the First Amendment, or abridging the freedom of speech. Many people think that, okay, now they've departed from talking about freedom of religion, they're going to talk about freedom of speech. But no, the freedom of speech is not to say anything you want, not to yell fire in a crowded theater, not to speak fighting words or incite crime or violence with your words. No, you don't have the right to say anything. You have the right to speak that which is in accordance with the truth of God's law and God's word. Or they don't have the power to abridge the freedom of speech or the freedom of the press. And again, here, many people view, oh, this is, has nothing to do with religion. You need to remember, at the time of our founders, 99% of what was published at the printing presses was religious communications. Sermons were printed as pamphlets, and books were printed that were interpretations of the Bible. And most of what was printed, even in the newspaper, newspapers contained sermons from well-known preachers around the colonies. All these things were expressions of religious freedom, and the freedom of the press was one of the most important aspects of this. But our press today is under the control of the New World goons. They're the ones who are manipulating the major TV, radio, newspaper, magazine, so forth. It's only the alternative media, such as this radio station, as well as the Internet, that still gives us freedom to get the word out. And the reason why the freedom of press was so important to our founders, that was the primary means by which they got the word out about the evils being done against the colonists by King George and the Parliament. In other words, they recognized that the freedom of the press was one way by which citizens could rebuke their government when their government was violating the laws of nature and nature's God, when their government was actually acting in a way that was taking away their God-given rights and God-given freedoms. They had another God-given freedom to speak against the government. And again, this aspect of our First Amendment has been violated by the Patriot Act that wants to take away our freedom to express what we're talking about right here. Probably myself, Dr. Stan, and others who are promoting and talking about these ideas are being watched very carefully by these New World goons who want to take away our freedom, because they know the message we're proclaiming is diametrically opposed to what they want to accomplish in enslaving our people. And the last phrase of the First Amendment, that Congress has no right to take away the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. That's exactly what we're doing through Institute on the Constitution. We're training people how to oppose their government when their government opposes the supreme law of the land, our Constitution. When their government violates our God-given rights, we the people have a right to oppose them. We have a right to go to them and say, we demand that you deal with our grievances. And our government does not want to do that and doesn't even want to give us a forum for doing that. And yet that is what we the people need to continually do. When our government is unresponsive, we need to alter our government by replacing those in power with those who will follow our Constitution. Which brings us full circle to the idea that you need to know the Constitution. Many American citizens have a false idea that our government kind of runs on autopilot. That's we've had 200-year history. It's only run well, not even well in the last 50 years, but it's only run well up to that point in time because individual citizens took the time to learn what our true righteous form of government is, what the original intent of our founding documents is, and then began to apply that by voting into office those who would uphold the original intent. And if they couldn't find somebody to You know, you look through who's going to be on the ballot and say, boy, there's nobody here to choose from that's really willing to follow the Constitution, then maybe you need to run for office. And I've done this just recently here in Maryland, run for office for the State House. Didn't win, but had a good run and was able to communicate constitutional truths to the electorate, just to begin to get them thinking about, wait a minute, if we have a contract with our government, which is our Constitution, and the government is violating this contract, you know, what recourse do we have? I take my car to an auto mechanic, and I have a contract with him, you know, I sign at the bottom, this he can repair this and this, and I don't give him permission to rebuild the transmission, and if the mechanic rebuilds the transmission and charges me for it, I have recourse. I can take it to court and say, wait a minute, we signed a contract. The contract contained these conditions. He violated the contract. Therefore, these are the legal consequences for him. Who runs the courts? Our civil government. We don't have an opportunity to take our civil government to court. In fact, they've protected themselves from lawsuits very conveniently. But we do have an opportunity at the ballot box to say we refuse to submit to a government that is going to violate the law of the land, the supreme law of the land, our Constitution. But we can only do that if we know the supreme law of the land ourselves. We know this Constitution. We understand the Bill of Rights, and we understand the subsequent amendments. We understand how far we have come from our founders' view of what is good government, and we are working steadily to take it back, first by educating as many people as we come in contact with, and then either voting for those or working for those who are running for office that truly will uphold the original intent, or if we can't find someone, then running ourselves for office. And Dr. Stan, the hope here is that in time we will change the conversation. And, you know, many people, when you hear about the election that just took place, many of the conversation is this: what's government going to do for me? What are the goodies? How many bennies they're going to give me out of the public treasury? That should not be the first and uppermost thing in our minds as we think of voting and making choices this way. What should be uppermost in our minds is, who is going to protect my God-given rights? Because if I'm just voting money out of the public treasury into my pocket, what I'm essentially doing is hiring the government to be the mafia for me. That is, to go rob from someone else what they do not rightfully have the right to take, and to put it in my pocket. So I've hired a thief. That's not the function of civil government.
We're out of time. God bless you. Thanks so much.
Thanks,
David.
So
talk
much
to you later.
Bye-bye.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
Larry Adams here, always fighting chaos. I invite you to listen to my fun and informative shows Sunday afternoons at 2, often with fun and informative guests, reminding you to please support all of our sponsors and let them know you heard it here, and encourage others to advertise with 1360, the voice of the lion. I would love to meet with any potential advertisers and sponsors. See you Sunday afternoons at 2 for What Now with Larry Adams.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Well, I understand back here at the American Freedom Network. If you'd like to know more about our Constitution, we carry some wonderful books. One of them is Betrayed by the Bench. It's the story of, you know, what the Supreme Court and what it's doing to us, written by our good friend John Stormer. Betrayed by the Bench is important. We have a book called The Wall of Separation, going into how they have totally distorted the meaning of the First Amendment. And then, of course, we have Original Intent by David Barton. Those three books, Betrayed by the Bench, The Wall of Separation, and Original Intent, are books you should have in your library, and you should read them and read them through over and over again. We also carry a bound issue of something called the Founding Documents, and they're basically 50 founding documents of this country, from the Mayflower Compact all the way up to the Gettysburg Address and Washington's Farewell Address, and something you need to have because you need to understand America if you love it, if you want to try to preserve it. And if you don't have the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration, it's all there in one document put together by our good friend Chuck Baldwin. We think it's excellent, and we recommend it to you. That is the founding document. So if you'd like to get them, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or seen the DVD or video, you need to get it. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you out there would want to help us reprint Dr. Dennis Cuddy's excellent book titled Secret Records Revealed. And Dr. Cuddy's at an index, has updated the book, and we need to get about 50 people to make a pledge, and we're about a quarter of the way towards our goal, to make a pledge to buy a case of the books for $149.95 plus shipping, and you'll get a case of Dr. Cuddy's book, and when we have enough pledges, we'll go ahead and print the book, and you'll have it available to give out or to sell or do whatever you want to. But it's an important book because it will help you to convince others about what's really going on. So that Secret Records Revealed, and if you'd like to get a case of the books pre-publication at a marked discount, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. We hope you'll go to our website of RadioLiberty.com and look at the various items that we carry, the books, the videos, the four tape sets. And we have four tape sets on the Secret Bohemian Grove and the Skull and Bone Society, and certainly on what's the immigration movement. That we've got two great new four tape sets going into this whole move to destroy America, how they're using immigration intentionally to change America. They know what they're doing. They're doing it intentionally because they want to destroy this nation. And they're doing a good job of it, don't you think? And that's why they don't enforce the border laws. That's why there are not 6,000 troops down on the border. That's why they have a catch-and-release program. Understand, America is being invaded. And while our boys fight and die and on the sands of Iraq and the mountainous regions of Afghanistan, we are losing our freedom here at home. We also have something new. We've actually gotten copies of the book Kiss the Boys Goodbye. Now, we've got them off the Internet. All of them are used, but they're all in good shape, at least if you get the first ones. And you can get it for the original sale price of $21.95. But we do hope that you'll get the book along with the four-tape set that goes with that, The Men We Left Behind, my interviews on the men we abandoned in Vietnam. And when President Bush is over there now, you know, negotiating with the Vietnamese, they wanted to give our boys back. And the leaders in Washington, D.C. didn't want them back. Kiss the Boys Goodbye, a special with the book and the four-tape set available from Radio Liberty. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. You have to understand Vietnam to understand what's going on today. And so, until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Want to talk to the American Freedom Network? Contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. and we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis as a green herb, over the phone, or on